Hello, folks. Off-Grid Gary. Today is Tuesday, April the 18th, 2023. And today's podcast, we're just going to be kind of talking a little bit about what's going on in the news and some of the stuff we're doing here on the homestead. And naturally, my wife is joining us today as well. My wife, Gina's here in the studio.
Hello. How y'all doing?
And really, what we're just... we're just going to kind of throw a few things out there. Like, has anybody noticed all these train wrecks? We're not talking train wrecks as in just stuff happening. We're talking actual train wrecks where we've had piles of hazardous chemicals just thrown out on top, and then they throw a match on top of it and burn it. And a lot of these are in Amish community, off-grid area. And I'm not saying necessarily off-grid area, but they're Amish areas. People that are self-sustaining this kind of thing, and they're just polluting their earth. And, you know, there's been like four or five pretty strong train wrecks that have released a lot of chemical. And for instance, it ain't in just trains. Lake Charles, Louisiana had a huge, I don't know if you call it bleach chlorine cloud. They told everybody to stay inside, had a stay inside order for a chlorine cloud. Now, look, people, I don't know about you, but if there's gas floating around in the air, you don't want to just stand still and inhale it and wait for it to die. I mean, one of these tankers had something that flipped out of it, and they're saying that's going to hit the Mississippi. I mean, when are folks going to wake up and realize there's something going on that they're not telling us? That's a whole other discussion there, but these are some of the topics we're... just wanting to bring to people's attention. There's a lot of stuff going on. Would you like to add to this, May?
Yeah. When in doubt, get out. If there's a spill anywhere near you, get away from it. Get as far away. Your life is much more important than that.
You can always assess the damage from a ways away. But let's just be honest. You can prep for anything. But you can't really... prep for, we'll throw this out there. Water, for instance. Water is a precious resource that you can't live without. All these toxins hitting the ground, it's going to make it awfully hard to filter out that water. Now, look, you can filter water very easily, but you can't filter it if it's got chemicals in it that you can't get rid of. So, you know, I see all the food chains getting cut off. You know, we see the water chains now getting poisoned. You know, everything just kind of hit and miss goes around everybody. It's time to wake up and look at what's going on. So
I think some people it's sinking in on them, the reality of everything. When they watch the news and all these things that are taking place and happening, you really need to be aware. You need to be prepared, especially when you have children and a spouse. You need to be thinking of them.
Well, and with that topic of being said with family and all and homesteading, you know, everybody, you know, we've been telling everybody for quite a while, grow a garden. Well, we've been growing a garden. We've been planting a garden. We've been, like, I had a 74 Craftsman riding mower. We took the receiving, we actually had a 3-point hitch on the back of it. It wouldn't fit the other little Craftsman mower that we got. So we just made adapters and put everything together and got it all working, been middle busting and cutting ground. We got a lot of potatoes. We got potatoes plants that are knee high, you know, in the ground. We got potato plants that have flowers on them already. We've been planting tomatoes and bell peppers yesterday and today. We've got straight neck squash, zucchini squash. They're coming up close to knee high already on those plants.
I went to town yesterday. And I bought some tomato plants and I bought some pepper plants. But the price of one bonnie plant was $5.97 for one. It wasn't a very tall plant. It was smaller than the size of my hand. And I thought that was pretty steep for one plant.
Well, and then the problem you're running into, again, is seeds. You know, last year we bought a lot of seeds. And a lot of the seeds that we stored over the year, and we've been storing so many seeds every year anyway, and we usually always have no problem regrowing seeds. But it seems like the seeds we bought last year just weren't any good. And then we're finding seeds now, you're not getting exactly the varieties you want at all. I have yet to really get any banana peppers growing yet. So it's kind of a one of those things. You want to, if you like a certain food, you might want to start getting it. You're going to be growing food you probably don't like it as well, because if you're going to want to continue to eat with everything that's going on,
you may have to barter with other people that are growing crops, and they might grow something you like, but you didn't grow it, and you might grow something they like, and you might be able to barter.
Yep, I mean, we've got butternut squash.
Those are other options you'll have.
We planted butternut squash. We've got spaghetti squash planted, you know, cucumbers planted. You know, you might want to plant a lot more, because I'm learning, you know, we planted a ton of seed. We planted 90 tomato plants. And out of the 90 tomato plants that we planted in cups with the good soil and everything else, we only had 3 of those that came up. So we had to go and buy tomato plants. Well, you know, we got to do better than that with our seeds. So.
And I know there's certain ones you can refrigerate or freeze, and other ones you can't do that with in storage. So that's more work on our part that we have to figure out and learn, because it is a learning curve, but we need to be doing that now. But you know, it seems like the squash seeds all seem to have come through for the most part, I believe. Didn't they?
Yeah, I've got a 14 straight neck squash planted, and I had 8 zucchinis that went out of 30, and I had 14 straight neck squash out of 30 that came through.
Oh, so not quite as good.
We didn't have a good results with some of that. And I of course, the bag of premium dirt we had, I wasn't happy with it. It had cigarette butts and all kinds of other trash in it. So I wasn't too happy with the dirt. The dirt on my homestead is far better than that. So another lesson learned as well with that. That could have been part of the problem as well. But these are problems you don't want to have. You know, I mean, look at your gas prices, the way they're going to start shooting up and the way they're already going up. You know, you don't want to you want to cut your trips to town down as much as possible, because it saves money. Saves money is buying, you know, is keeping the stuff at home, you know, cooking at home. We ain't ate out in I don't know how long.
It's been quite a while.
So, you know, it's kind of one of those things. You just kind of do as you can do, and prepare for what you can prepare for.
Yeah. You know? But we still have a lot more gardening to get done. Gary's been working in the garden and plowing and disking and all that stuff for us. So we're going to be planting some corn. We're going to be planting some more squash. I want to do some beets and radishes and maybe some carrots and parsnips. And maybe I can grow carrots in the ground this year. I don't know. I've never succeeded in that. So that's a learning curve for me. But there's other things you can do. Like if you live in a small town, if you're wanting to have any kind of livestock, you can do rabbits or chickens. You may have to find out if it's okay in town to have them. But even if you have just a small lot and you're in the country or something with only an acre, you can still have small animals to raise. And with chickens, you get the eggs and the meat. And you can do the same thing with quail. And they don't take up a lot of space on those, because you keep the quails in cages. And same way with rabbits. You got a source of meat right there with rabbits.
Ducks are a good item to have as well. They got rich yolks. They're great for cooking. And I actually kind of like just eating them in a sandwich myself. But duck eggs are very rich, and they're a good source of protein as well. You know, you can buy an incubator. You can hatch eggs out. Really, we did that. It seemed to work pretty easy. We got 21 chicks they look to be about half grown now. They're little piglets. They just wait by the door to get more food and eat. They're just happy, happy, happy.
Yeah, and all this food is refrigeratable. As far as putting it in the freezer to store it, you can can it. Some of it can be dehydrated. You have a lot of different options out there for storing it too.
Well, you know, you can or you can salt cure. You can, if you have a freeze food dehydrator thing, or you can dehydrate.
And smoke meat.
Now you can smoke meat or salt cure with smoke, you know. But either way, you want to have a small source of some type of meat that you can have at hand's reach, and chickens or rabbits are small enough you can have them in a small space and still be productive, where two cows takes quite a bit of room, but you can have four or five rabbits or four or five chickens in a small space and have fertilizer for your plants as well. So,
and people have been finding mushrooms, going out and foraging for mushrooms, and it's not going to be much longer and there's going to be berries to be picking. We're coming up into that season. And make jellies and jams and preserves.
And let me tell you something. You can't beat fresh wild berries from the wild, because they ain't had all the chemicals sprayed on them. So they're a lot sweeter. You know, you don't have to, you know, when you, every time you buy them out of the store, they always have that funny taste because they've just been sprayed so many times. You know, when you get them out of the woods, they're not, it's been sprayed. And they're really good. Really sweet. You know, there's nothing like some fresh homemade yogurt that's got fresh wild berries in it with honey. Whew. Can't beat that.
Very, very good. And we're gonna, you got so many good vitamins and antioxidants and things like that out of all that fresh food. It's so healthy for you.
We're not really doing commercials just yet on this podcast because of the way of the new podcast rules. But with us living off-grid and living the way we do, we're going to kind of, I'm going to kind of throw a, if you're going to buy and prepare for whether anything you're preparing for, you're going to have a battery pack to keep the refrigerator going or the camper going or whatever it is that you're going to keep going. And there's only, you're really going to want to shop for a lithium that's going to hold up and do the job right. And I'm going to tell you, we have, here on our homestead, we use a big battery lithium pack. And our golf carts also have big battery lithium packs as well. And that is money in the bank. You just don't have to really worry about them going dead. And if you're looking for something that's going to last, they also have a 10-year warranty. And we have a URL code you can get off of our YouTube channel. It's on our TikTok channel as well. And otherwise, if you're on Big Battery site, you can just put in Gary Mall 10 and get a 10% discount as well. And we're going to get back to our other segment of what we're talking about with the gardening and the preps, but it all falls under the same category, because whether you're gardening for your preps, whatever, you still, you have to have a generator or a lot of gas or whatever. And when you have a lithium pack, that kind of cuts out the gas, you know, few solar panels, and you can keep one of them things fully charged and turn it on when you need it. And it's very reliable power, wouldn't you say, dear?
Very.
And so we're going to drop with that on that, but I wanted to give that a quick throw in with that as well. Go check them out at bigbattery.com. It's just, you know, anytime you know of a certain product that works really well, we like to try to pass it on. And Big Battery definitely has the packs that everybody is going to need. And let's face it, they're powering the world right now. They're opening up worldwide. They got places everywhere now. So go check them out. That's bigbattery.com. And if you want one, you can message us to get our URL code or look it up on our YouTube channel, TikTok channel, and our other social media links. And with that being said, if anybody wants to follow us or touch base with us, we're also here on Spotify. And used to be Anchor, but we are on YouTube again under Mall Family Homestead. We're on Facebook under Mall Family Homestead. I'm on TikTok is Mall Family Homestead. Pretty much every social media platform that's out there, we're under there under Mall Family Homestead as well. And you can go check our videos out as well. We have a ton of videos. And and you can get a hold of us on Facebook Messenger as well. And we look forward to hearing from you. And I think we have some poll questions up on our podcast. We're still looking over new rules on the podcast. We kind of stepped down, took a break for a while, came back, and then Spotify bought Anchor. So the rules are a little different. So we're just trying to get used to the new rules, kind of get things kicked back off again with that. So is there anything you want to add on to that, Jane?
Nothing that I can think of right offhand.
Okay. And we're going to get back on to the, with the small herd and thing. And we was talking about salting meats, smoking meats, dehydrating, and for food preserving. And we'd like to hear some of your guys' thoughts on what you guys are doing for preserving your foods, canning, or whether you're salt curing, however you're doing your meat curing as well. So,
and if you didn't know, if you have chickens or quail, there's even a way to preserve the raw egg before you crack them open. And I believe it's using lime. I'm not for sure on it, but I have to do some more research on it and find out. But there are ways to preserve them.
Yeah, and I believe it was a liming solution they did that with. And they had, you could do hundreds of eggs and it would last for like two or three years.
Years ago, they had them in old crocks that they stored them in.
So, and you know, they did the same thing with lard. You know, you cook down so much pork and you got lard. And, you know, lard is very, you know, it's the safe Crisco.
Yep.
You know, everybody might argue, oh, it's safe, but I'd take old lard over anything that they got made now. So,
I still like my olive oil, though.
Well, that's fine. I don't mind olive oil either. I like coconut oil, too. Yep. But everybody always says, oh, lard's bad for you. But really, you know, if you're going to cook a batch of fish or whatever, there's just nothing tastes better than good old-fashioned lard, you know. But everybody's got their own taste buds, so that's what's... But when it runs wild on the hook, you know, that's oil you don't have to buy when you can render it yourself. So, and that's kind of why I brought that back up again, because if you hog hunt and you get a wild hog, you can still get lard off of them. In Louisiana here, if you get wild hogs, you might not get bacon, but you'll find cuts of the meat you can make into bacon, you know, but you're not going to get the fatty meat on these wild hogs because they're all lean. So you're not going to get much fat, but you will get some lard off them.
I mentioned olive oil. I don't know if y'all know this or not, but if you put your olive oil in the refrigerator for 24 hours and it doesn't get solidified, it's not very much olive oil in that bottle.
It's not
what solidifies in it will be olive oil. The rest will be other kinds of oil. And that's how you tell if you really have olive oil in your bottle or not.
If it's real olive oil.
Yep. So you want to watch that, because then you're not, canola oil is not a good oil. And we know a lot of these other oils are not good oils. So make sure you're getting something that's healthy for you.
And like I say, keep an eye on the news. Watch. I kind of find it weird. We're seeing all these disasters taking place and really nothing's getting done. Nobody's saying too much. But people, we're under some kind of strange attack. We don't know. Well, we got our theories on where it's coming from, but we really don't dare discuss it, I guess. But, you know, you might want to start preparing, you know, like I say, get your garden going. And some of this stuff's a little hard to prepare for, but if you don't prepare for something, you might not have nothing when it comes time to be due. You know, they're saying that food's going to start getting hard to get. Now, whether it is or not, I don't know. But if you grow a garden, you're going to have a little more food in your possession. So, they're saying gas is going to be going through the roof. You know, we're already seeing it starting to spike up here. You know, you got to do what you got to do. So, like me, I kind of like the electric golf cart thing. You know, with that solar panel on it, I can cover a lot of ground quick, and, you know, I can make it to different spots to go fishing or whatever it is I want to go. So, any way I can cut that gas bill down, I'm going to do it. So, you just kind of got to look into other ways to get to the destination without spending that big dollar to get there, you know?
Yeah, a couple from my church Sunday night. They showed up at church in their golf cart. Granted, they only live about a mile from church, but it's still the fact they came on their golf cart.
Well, if it's nice weather, there's nothing more fun than letting your hair blow back in the wind on a golf cart.
Yep. And she said she loved it. So, I know I enjoy my husband's when he's got his out there going around. I want to get on and ride with him.
Yep, and the little house dogs love them too. They really do.
Do they ever.
They really enjoy it. Well, people, we're going to call it a quits for today. We wanted to bring up these topics and just kind of let everybody know what's going on and keep your eyes peeled. Be vigilant. Watch what's going on around you. Keep your eyes peeled. We're living in days we just can't really figure out. So it's one of them things you got to kind of gear up to have for what you may not have. And I'm telling you, you might want to get a garden started if you don't have a garden started. But if you can have chickens and raise a garden, you're going to be a little better off, I think.
Definitely. For sure.
But we're going to let everybody go. Have a great day. I'm Gary.
And I'm Jean.
And have a great day. And we're going to say
bye. Bye. Thank you.